Stand by. You are seconds away from the most informative talk show in Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton County. WILS is live in Lansing and keeping you in the know with Michael Cohen with the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS.
Well, it is Friday. Hopefully you got through the snow in one piece. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Nick Oren. This is 1320 WILS. On tonight's Capital City Recap, the sequestration now just a week away, and if it takes effect next Friday, one economist says we'll lose over 30,000 jobs here in Michigan. But where will the losses come from, and how will the Lansing area be affected? I'll ask them. And the state Senate bill that would allow public contact with a black bear, it's something the Potter Park Zoo thinks it's a horrible idea. We'll find out what it all means and why it's even being proposed. But first, a settlement has apparently been reached between Hurley Medical Center in Flint and an African-American nurse who says hospital staff refused to let her treat an infant after the father allegedly said that he did not want black nurses handling his child. Although there's now a second nurse suing the hospital with the same allegation, Tom Babst is the Flint attorney who filed the suit on behalf of nurse Carlota Armstrong. Tom, thanks for joining us on WILS tonight.
Sure, my pleasure.
Now, this first case, is that your understanding also that there has been a settlement reached on that?
That's what I understand. That's what I read in the newspaper, so I assume it happened. I assume it was on TV today.
Okay, let's talk about what exactly happened. Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network was protesting outside the hospital earlier this week over the incident. What happened?
Well, what happened was apparently a white father of a baby in the neonatal unit said he didn't want an African-American nurse touching his white baby. And, you know, look, this is America. He can have whatever beliefs he wants, but he can make whatever requests he wants. But what's crazy about it is Hurley agreed to it. And they instructed the nurses, they put a note on the assignment board saying, African-American nurses don't touch this white baby, you know, and thank you. And so the nurses abided by it, obviously. You know, their bosses are saying, don't touch this white baby, and so they didn't.
Now, you say Hurley agreed to it, but they have not acknowledged this, right?
Well, in fact, they've denied it. But there's a photo of the note that was posted on the nurse's assignment clip all over the internet. You know, I mean, there's people took photos of it. The white nurses were shocked at it. Everybody was shocked.
Couldn't anybody have written that, though? Couldn't the father himself have maybe written that?
No, this was written by the nurse supervisors at Hurley, and that's what the facts are going to show.
Now, tell me, what is it that happened with the nurse you're representing, Carlota Armstrong? Was she, in fact, working directly with the first nurse that filed the lawsuit?
No. Yes, she is. They're friends. They've both been there 20 years. They're good, competent nurses. They take care of distressed babies. That's what that neonatal unit is all about. Hurley's a great hospital. It's got a great neonatal unit. My two sons were born there. I took them there because it is the best. If someone's having a baby and there's a problem, that's where you want to be. So they care for babies. And as Carlotta said to me, she says, you know, I was really confused about this because if the baby starts choking or crying, do I try to save his life or am I going to get fired?
Now, I guess what I want to understand is did her supervisor directly tell her this, or the note was simply there and that's what she was responding to?
That note is from the supervisor. That was done by the supervisor. It wasn't found in a lunchroom or in a lavatory. It was posted for the nurses on the assignment board for them to take that instruction, and they did. That baby was there over 2 weeks, and no black nurse touched that baby.
How long was the note there?
Well, the note was taken down relatively quickly, maybe a day or so, and it was taken down, but the instruction was never countermanded.
Now, when the note is there, I mean, didn't Carlotta approach her supervisor and say to her, what is this note doing here?
I think they did ask for an explanation, but nobody ever gave them an explanation, and nobody from higher up at Hurley ever came down and said to the nurses, hey, come here, I want to say something right now. That's a crazy note. It never should have been put up there. You're not to abide by that. You care for these babies regardless, just the way you always would. Nobody from Hurley said that. They left that note up there for a while. It became known by all the nurses, and nobody countermanded it.
Now, the first lawsuit was filed a bit earlier. Why did Carlotta delay filing her suit?
She saw the television piece where I was interviewed as a legal expert in discrimination, And then she called me the next day. She said, look, I'm in the same position as Tanya Battle. I don't know that she even knew that Tanya filed a lawsuit. But she saw it on television, and then the next day she came in and retained me.
Well, what is it Carlotta's asking for?
I guess justice and maybe an apology and maybe, you know, a jury of our people in the community to say, hey, you're not a second-class nurse, you're not a second-class citizen. What Hurley did was an unlawful discrimination, a violation of civil rights. And then a jury can put whatever money in the verdict they think is fair under these circumstances. I think it's outrageous.
Has your client ever seen any kind of racial behavior at the hospital before?
Oh, I'm sure there's race. It's like a major metropolitan city. You know, there's racism going on there, and there's in various aspects, but never like this. Never an instruction, don't touch, black nurses don't touch a white baby. I mean, that's just shocking.
And how did her fellow nurses, both black and white nurses, respond to the sign being there?
They were all shocked. It was a white nurse who showed her the note. So look at this. See, I can't believe it. I can't believe they posted that.
See, now,
I think they were all shocked. I think to the last person they were shocked.
You say, though, that Carlotta, none of the African-American nurses actually handled the baby while it was there for 2 weeks then?
That's what they were told not to do, and they followed that. You can get fired, you know, for countermanding instructions.
Uh-huh. Now, in terms of the first lawsuit, what Carlotta is looking for, does it involve some kind of financial compensation from Hurley?
Yeah, of course. That's all that all anyone can get in a court, you know, is monetary justice. If a little girl is killed in a car crash by a drunk driver, we can't bring her back. The only thing that courts can do is render monetary justice by using money to make people whole. It's a lousy secondhand remedy, but it's all courts can do. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot better than letting a drunk driver get away and kill a little girl or letting a hospital discriminate, you know, on the basis of race.
Now, how much money is your client asking for?
Actually, there's not. You can't say an exact amount in a complaint. I would leave it up to the jury, whatever they think is fair under these circumstances.
Now, the fact that we've got a settlement already on the first case, is that, are you anticipating the same thing in this case also?
I don't know what amount. Did they say the amount?
I've not. In fact, they're just holding their announcement as of 6 p.m., so I suspect it's happening.
What they like to do is keep this stuff secret, but, you know, that's a public institution. We've got laws like FOIA. That's our tax money that they're using there to settle this case, and we got a right to know how much it is, although they claim we don't, but we do. It's not their money. It's tax money. Being used here.
So if you're talking about an institution that's well-respected, it's been around for a long time, how do you explain this sudden, bizarre behavior there by, you know, Carlotta's manager?
I can't. I can't fathom what they were thinking there. I just can't fathom it. And Hurley is a great hospital. It's got a great neonatal unit, and it's got great nurses there. I just can't fathom what the supervisor was thinking in doing this.
Now, I guess I want to clarify, Carlotta, did she have a direct conversation with her supervisor questioning the whole incident?
I think she did ask for an explanation, but never got a decent one. None of them got a decent one. Nobody ever came down and countermanded the instruction in that note that was posted on their assignment clipboard.
Now, when you say she didn't get a decent one, did she get confirmation that the supervisor said, yes, I did, in fact, write this down?
I think the facts are going to show there's no doubt that the supervisor gave the order to post that note. I think that's not going to be in doubt at all.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking for the supervisor to be disciplined somehow?
I sued the supervisor individually. I'm asking for her to accept responsibility for what she did, and also the person that wrote the note. Mm-hmm. All the people involved in that crazy note instructing black nurses not to touch a white baby.
Now, is it clear that the issue, though, stopped at the supervisor, that those above her were not aware of the incident?
I think what happened was some of the decent doctors over there that became aware of it said, you can't do that. You can't do something like that. But the problem is it was never countermanded. They never got the nurses together and said, hey, forget that note, forget that instruction. You're to carry on the way you normally carry on. Nobody did that. In fact, the CEO of Hurley held a press conference and denied that it happened. So obviously they didn't countermand it. They're denying that it happened.
Is he, in terms of the evidence, is there photos of the sign up? Is that certain that that is, in fact, the sign that was there and that that's the location that it was in when this photo was taken?
Yeah, that's the note that was put up there. And I think different people took different photos of it to preserve it. They did that on their own. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what you're expecting, we have this settlement on the first case. Have you been in touch with the hospital, or are they asking to sit down and talk to you about it?
Not at all. I'm not that anxious to settle this case. I think this case should be tried. I think the people in this community should decide, you know, what justice is here.
Now, the two cases, were there other African-American nurses that would have been dealing with this baby that were impacted by the note?
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, out of 10 cases that are good, tenable legal cases, 9 of them are never brought for one reason or another. I mean, it's a personal decision on whether they want to assert their rights or say, you know, this is wrong and I want someone to accept responsibility. I don't know. Tanya Battle decided she wanted to assert her rights, and Carlotta Armstrong decided she wanted to assert her rights. You know, the decision's already been made on this. I've read a lot of the blogs, Mike, and they're all over the place and attacking the victims and such. But I view this as like Rosa Parks sitting on the bus. And they said, hey, get to the back of the bus. She said, you know, I'm tired tonight. I don't want to go to the back of the bus. And she's charged with breach of the peace, you know. I mean, all these criticisms about, oh, what is that worth? Now you're suing a hospital. They could have been leveled at Rosa Parks. But, you know, Rosa Parks' courage to stand up for herself changed our nation. It changed our society. It changed our laws. I mean, from time to time, it takes courage for someone to stand up and take the heat. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to represent Carlotta.
I see. Well, we'll certainly see how the case unfolds. Tom Babst is a Flint attorney. He filed a lawsuit on behalf of nurse Carlotta Armstrong against Hurley Medical Center in Flint due to this note that instructed African-American nurses not to handle a white baby after the father apparently requested for that to be done. Have you, by the way, had any contact with the family itself, with the father? Has he acknowledged the situation at all?
No, not at all. And, you know, look, this is America. He can believe whatever he wants to believe. I don't want to change his opinion or take his beliefs from him. He can request whatever he wants to request.
Has he been asked?
I got my own opinions, and I don't want someone taking them from me, and he can have his. The problem is Hurley agreed to it. There's the problem. That's what's unlawful, and that's already been decided. We got laws that say that people in the workplace have a right to be free from being segregated or classified because they're black. And that's exactly what happened here.
All right. Tom Babst, Flint attorney. Tom, thank you so much for joining us on WINS tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure, Michael.
When we come back, the big sequestration cuts, they're coming a week from today. What it's going to mean for Michigan is about 30,000 jobs lost. We'll get the details on that next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WINS.